Rave Radio. Good morning, everyone. This is Gary Kay, and you're listening to my Daily Rants and Raves. Daily Rants and Raves are part of the Rave Radio Podcast Network, which, as you know, is sponsored by Ingram Micro. And, of course, you can check them out at ingrammicro.com. But we are a week and a half away from the start of Cedia, the industry's largest residential audiovisual show. It's like the Infocom of the home AV market. And I am excited to be joined today by Tim Sanava. Tim is the person heading up Barco Residential. First of all, good morning, Tim. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning, Gary. I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. And this will be your second presence at Cedia. Last year, you guys launched Barco Residential actually at the show. And I think a lot of people were surprised to see Barco there in the high-end residential market, but I think a lot of people weren't so surprised because you've always been known for not only high-end products, but also for your leadership role in the digital cinema area. So it made sense for you guys to get into the high-end residential market. How has it gone over the last year?
Well, it's been a very interesting year for us, Gary. I think the thing that's interesting is that all the things that we talked about last year have only been confirmed more and more for us. So our belief in the potential of this market has only grown stronger. And I think also a number of the initiatives that we started last year have proven themselves for us in the market in terms of how they resonate with custom integrators and the people that are active in this channel. So I guess the good thing is that a lot of the things we were thinking have been confirmed. Of course, we learned a lot during the year as well. So that's always good as well. So I'm confident that this second showing will be very interesting for us. And I'm also hoping that maybe less people will be confused about what we're doing. That's the feedback that we got after last year. We got feedback that ranged from people thinking that what we had done was great and that it was one of the greatest initiatives at Cedia. But we also had people that were a little bit confused perhaps about what we were doing and weren't quite sure that we were selling projectors, for example, because as you remember, the booth was not a classic projectors on those type of booths.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. In fact, this year at Cedia, you guys will be in booth 1310. That's 1310. And what is your plan this year for your booth? Is it going to be? I know your distributor's Display Development, and I assume that they'll still be part of your booth, but it'll be obviously a Barco Residential booth. What do you have planned for this year's booth?
Well, as you mentioned, it's a close partnership. So I think that's one of the things last year also that some people thought that it was a booth shared by Barco Residential and Display Development with one half for each, so to speak. But it's a Barco Residential booth, but it's also a Display Development booth because this is a tight partnership. And as we said last year as well, the custom integration channel is extremely important to the Barco Residential initiative and a critical element. But so for this year, we really want to, take things to the next level. So the booth is going to be, for lack of a better word, I could call it as much as possible a lifestyle booth again, because we don't just want to show projectors on pedestals. We want to show what you can do with them. We want to show how things can be integrated into clients' homes. And we want to inspire with new solutions that also go beyond simple projection or dedicated home theater. That being said, one of the big things that I'm very excited about this year is that we will have a theater, so a closed theater on the booth.
Oh, good.
And I don't want to give too much away about it because I think it's going to be a very exciting thing for the people that will have a chance to get exposed to it. But we will, in that theater, we will have 6P 4K laser projection. And I think that's going to be quite an amazing thing. So without giving too many details away, I would say, the Barco Residential Theater at Cedia will be quite something. And we will also be complementing that with a number of other solutions because last year, I'm not sure we talked about that when we had the podcast last year before the show, but it's about more than projection, and it's also about more than dedicated home theater. We also started looking at things like, what would your ultimate home office look like, for example? What could you do with a home office if you take the types of technologies and the types of products that Barco Residential have and really imagine what you could do in that space? So that's also one of the things that we want to showcase, a rear projection-based ultimate home office of the future, so to speak, which will at the same time also showcase the type of functionality that you could use in a high-end media room, for example. We'll also be looking to showcase some things that are more outdoor-based, for example, where you can look at extreme offset projection for an outdoor space, so very powerful projection. Those types of things. Also, something that that I'm particularly very excited about is almost like bringing the rear projection TV back to life, but not as we remember it. So combining rear projection technology with ultra short throw lenses, special rear projection screens that basically allow custom integrators to create, for lack of a better word, a custom TV for their clients.
Right.
But the difference being, of course, that you can get it in exactly the size that you want. You can get it in the aspect ratio that you want, be it a native CinemaScope or be it 16:9, for example. But also importantly, which allows you to really integrate that into the design of your home. As you probably remember, Gary, design, architectural design, interior design is a very important component and a very important element of our value proposition as well.
Well, it sounds like you got a lot going on. I like the concept of the home office and how you can turn that into not only a more immersive environment for office applications, but also as a secondary sort of home entertainment environment as well. I think that's going to be really exciting, and I'm very excited to hear you're going to have a theater, because one of the most impressive theaters I've ever seen is the one that you guys have in Belgium. So, but I can imagine this is going to be fun to see, and you guys have always put on a good show at shows where you put in a theater because it makes it more immersive. So I think that will be popular at CD, and that's kind of what people want to see. I mean, they know you as making very good, high-quality, high-end products in the world of commercial AV and also in the digital cinema world. So it stands to reason that you would be able to easily make high-end residential product, projection products. And so I think people want to see that. And I had a chance to get a sneak peek, as you know, at Infocom of your laser projection product. And I can tell you that's impressive. So if there's a line at booth 1310, that's why it's there. It'll be worth waiting in that line because it's the future of projection. I definitely think it's worth it, and I'm excited that you're going to do that there.
Well, we're actually hoping to avoid the lines just because we want to avoid that people have to wait in line too long and then get disappointed. So
it's inevitable, though. When you have something like that with that many people there, it's inevitable that that people will want to get in there.
Sorry, that's what we're expecting. So the way we've planned it is that we know how many sessions we can run. We know how many people we can accommodate. So we're going to try and plan it in a way that people can actually come and pick up a ticket for a specific session.
Oh, nice.
And so that people don't have to line up, and then they also know that they will be able to get in at some point, even if that's not immediately.
Okay, well, then there you go. Then go to booth, when you first get to the show, go to booth 1310, get a ticket, and then come back and see the theater then. Or, of course, as you're walking by the booth, because that's a good location, grab a ticket. Or see if there happens to be availability and jump in there. But I think that you guys are going to have a great show. That last year's CD was the best CD they'd had in the last 4 or 5 years, and this year stands to reason that it's going to be even better because the market, the technology's gone a lot further and the market's gotten a lot better. So I'm betting that you guys are going to have a great show this year. So congratulations on a great year and a great launch over the last year. And I know that you've worked very hard in doing this, and I know that that's been your primary responsibility over the last year.
No, thank you, Gary. We're very excited, and hopefully we can give people some money, some value for their money.
I think you will. Well, thank you very much for your time. And as I said, you guys have been listening to our Daily Rants and Raves, and you've been listening to an interview with Tim Sanav. And Tim is the person who's been heading up Barco Residential for Barco. And you can check him out at booth 1310. And whatever they are doing at Cedia is going to be worth looking at in booth 1310 next week in Dallas. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.